This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Election Commission published the final voters list for Bihar Assembly elections. According to the final list, 7.42 crore voters have been included in the list, who will be able to exercise their franchise on the upcoming Assembly elections. The Assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this final electoral roll. After the conclusion of the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign, the draft voters list of 7.24 crore voters was released on 1st of August. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar thanked voters of Bihar and election officers, including Chief Electoral Officers of Bihar, Electoral Registration Officers and booth-level officers. He also thanked party leaders and media for ensuring the successful completion of Special Intensive Revision in Bihar after 22 years. Union Minister for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said, India's pharma exports are expected to cross $30 billion, rising from the current $27 billion by this year. Speaking on the occasion of the signing of an MOU between Department of Biotechnology and Uttar Pradesh government, Dr. Singh said the agreement will help to advance the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and reinforce India's position as a provider of affordable healthcare solutions.
India is already being described as the pharmacy of the world. Very fast in the last 10 years, we have succeeded in moving. Like for example, we started from just about $10 million US dollars in 2014 when this government came. Today we are $130 billion and we hope to be 130 by 2030 and we are already crossing 100 by now. So it's been a very fast journey over the last one decade.
In Tamil Nadu, 9 labourers died and many more injured when an under-construction arch collapsed near Poneri at Ennore Thermal Power Plant. The injured have been admitted to Stanley Government Hospital. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep grief over the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Mr. Modi also wished a speedy recovery for those injured in the accident. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also announced Rs. 10 lakh extra share to the families of the deceased. In a statement, he expressed condolences to the bereaved families. India-European Free Trade Association EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement TEPA will come into effect from today. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. The Indian Railways is set to launch its first short transit time container train service on a pilot basis between Delhi and Kolkata. The inaugural run will begin today, operating from ICD Tughlakabad Terminal in Delhi to CTCS Kolkata, with scheduled stops Dhaka and Kanpur terminals managed by the Container Corporation of India Limited. The special service is designed to ensure a guaranteed transit time of 120 hours, marking a significant milestone in the logistics sector. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment will celebrate the International Day of Older Persons 2025 in New Delhi today. The ministry in a statement said that the program will highlight the government's commitment to create a dignified and enabling ecosystem for senior citizens, emphasizing on the theme of aging with dignity. It will promote the holistic development of senior citizens through collaboration, innovation and senior citizen-centric welfare programs. The government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses for the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was till yesterday. India staged a brilliant comeback after a middle-order collapse to beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected opening match of the Women's World Cup in Guwahati. Chasing India's revised DLS target of 271 runs, Sri Lanka made 211 runs in 45.4 overs. Earlier batting first, India scored 269 runs for 8 in 47 overs. That is the end of this news bulletin.